we're in Simach Reish Chav Gimel. We did Sif Aleph. We ran through all of the Neshaburas, but I said it really, I felt like I ran through it a little bit. Also, there are a few points which I wanted to add over here. The Moshe B'dir show has a lot of comments on these, on this over here. See, he deals with a person who gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl. So we say you make a bracha of having made them on the shmua of having this of having the son. You make a shechiyano on seeing the girl. So if he sees them together, he makes a tabe meitu. That'll include the both children. The question, of course, is: let's say he hears about the fact. The tabe meitiv, he makes a bracha of tabe meitiv when he hears about it, and then he doesn't actually see the children till later. Does he make another bracha? So actually, Mishabura later on deals with that question, even in regards to a son. He makes a bracha of Shmo Taiva. There was Mishabura's argument that you make a shechiyanu on seeing the because we see this later on, a person hasn't seen somebody who's dear to them in 30 days, so they make a bracha shechiyanu. So seeing their child for the first time is not any less of an excitement than seeing somebody they haven't seen for 30 days. So that bracha shechiyanu theoretically is a bracha which exists independent of the bracha tabe meiti, which he made on the later. So maybe he should make a bracha shechiyanu when he sees his son. He make a bracha. He hears his wife gave birth. So he makes a bracha about tabe meiti. He sees his son for the first time. He should make a shechiyanu. So Mishabur later on actually in Reish Chaf Hei deals with that. And he says that he thinks that the bracha tabe meiti should include the shechiyanu, which is going to take place afterwards. He's masupik about it. He raises it as a question. One point. Other point over here that brings from Moshe. Moshe actually dealt with the question that Irving was asking. Like, you know, Shabur sounds like he's being mechadash alach of shechiyanu. I mean, what do they do until that? You know, nobody thought of this idea before. And Moshe says that it's pasha that this is the halacha. And it's so obvious to the Rishonim that there was no need to the earlier poskim, there's no need to speak it out. Not that they were disagreeing with the halacha. That's Moshe's approach to the question. One of the questions which they deal with, if a child is born prematurely or a child is born in a way which is not totally healthy. So it gives a few scenarios. A girl was born in that situation. So can you make a shechiyanu al riyasa? When shechiyanu al manazeh, when he's not, you know, the situation is life-threatening. Says, okay, so you don't make a bracha then, Rabbi Nissen Krelov says. So maybe later on when the child recovers, you should make the bracha then. He says, no. But let's say the child has, in some way, is not developed properly, but it's nothing was life-threatening. So he brings from Chaim Kanievsky, he would make a bracha of Shechiyanu in that situation. What about, there's the Bir Lacha deals with over here, about he gives, what about if you have a grandson? So do you say a tabe meitiv on the birth of a grandson, or you're very close friends and they have a child, you say a tabe meitiv? So the Biralach of it is, it comes out that we would not do that. And he deals with Mr. Claretz that deals with, let's say, the boy is born, so you would not make a tabe meitiv if the child is born in Sakanas Chaim in a life-threatening situation. But over there, you would make a tabe meitiv after the situation passes. But let's say when the child is born, the doctors already believe that they have a way to deal with it, even though it's life-threatening, you make a tabe meitiv at that point in time. This is when the child is born with Down syndrome. So he grapples with, it brings from Yasha that you don't make a bracha, it brings from Shem because you do make a bracha.
They know that right away at birth?
They know that right away at birth, yeah. Actually, they could know it before birth, if they wanted to. He raises the question when the Shabbos says it's not any worse than a chaver you haven't seen for 30 days. So he asks, from in that dinner with the Reish Chafei, a person you've never seen, let's say a person had a someone they corresponded with and they know each other well, etc., they've never seen each other. Mm-hmm. You don't make a bracha shechiyonu when you meet them for the first time. So how can Shabbos take that halacha, make a shechiyonu on someone that you haven't seen in 30 days and apply it? But where there the halacha is, if you've never seen the person the first time you see them, you don't make a shechiyonu. Shechiyonu is like the cycle concept. You're coming back to that time which was you've been there before, and now you're able to survive to come back to the time again. Somebody you've never seen. So from that vantage point, so the daughter, which you've never seen either, you should not make a bracha on it. So he raises that question. So he brings a Mishabura later on and asks the question. And he says, from the Prima Gadim, you make the Shechiyonu, that the level of Simcha over here for a child who's never seen is significant enough that you would be able to say Shechiyonu under those circumstances. Maybe some people disagree with the Mishabura, but the Maisa, that's supposedly the claim of the Chazon Ish, said you don't make a bracha. Rebbe Akiva said that's not true, they did make a bracha, and they do make a bracha on the bas the first time they see the child. Let's say they brought the person that comes to the hospital and they bring the girl and he makes a shechiyonu, and then he realizes it's the wrong child. So when they bring him his actual child, the right one, you make a shechiyonu again.
Sorry.
You're good. Fine.
So if someone has a wife and a baby overseas, and
so if it's a boy, he makes a bracha over here.
No, but someone tells him his wife had a baby, but doesn't know whether it was a boy or a girl, and he's not going to see the baby for some time.
So I don't think he'd make a misafik. He wouldn't make a bracha. Let's say a person forgot to make the bracha on the girl the first time he sees her. Can you go back a second later on when he sees her again? If you go make the bracha afterwards. So he brings from Chaim Kanievsky that as long as you have simcha, you'll be able to make the bracha. He brings that the Bishlam Zalman argued you could because. For the first time a person sees the child, that he would recognize the child if you put the child in a lineup, they don't necessarily recognize the child. So the second time also has the excitement of the, as if it's the first time in the sense of he still doesn't really. The idea is being rogel and seeing, he's not rogel and seeing. Haraya, if he'd have to pick out which one is his from the nursery, that wouldn't necessarily be successful without the checking the bracelet. Okay. Fine. Fine. Sif Beis. So these are brought.
I will have Birchas Hoda'ah as a child passes through various stages of development. A child walks for the first time, that's a big deal. Not all children walk, unfortunately.
It's a question. I don't know. I'm not sure. Why does that work? No.
It's no worse than making a brachet. Bar mitzvah.
Okay. Okay, Beis, Sif Beis, Meis Aviv. If a person, his father passes away, I'm sure we'll discuss other individuals besides the father. Mevarach Dayan HaMes, so then the bracha is Dayan HaMes. Hayyala Mamun Sheyirosha, if the father had money, which the son now is going to receive that Yerusha. Yim Ein Lo Yachim, Mevarach Gam Ken Shechiyonu. So if he's the only Yoresh, so he gets the whole Yerusha, so he says a Shechiyanu. If he's sharing the Yerusha with other people, so that's a Toiv to him and Metiv to others. So the fact that he's saying the Yanames on the Patira doesn't preclude him from saying a bracha of thanking for the Yerusha. Hagashem Ravarkan Tabe Metiv, Elam Ken Yesha Shutav is Boisa Toiv. So in a case where he has nobody joining him in the Simcha, so the Bracha Shechiyanu not of receiving the Yerusha, the Bracha Shechiyanu not of a Meitiv, unless there are multiple people who are partaking, joining him in the Simcha. Fine. Mishabur has discussed the order, which Bracha do you say first? So Mishnah Berurah does not say, well, it depends. If he's more excited about the Yerusha than he is about the Patira, he says a bracha on the Yerusha first. And vice versa, he's sad about the Patira, the more significant he makes the bracha with the dynamis first. He does not say that. Even though you can imagine some cynic coming up with that thought process. But Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Ches, Meis Aviv, who then Shar Adam Kashash Adam Yitzdar Alav, and Bubba Chal Shmuz Rose. So Mikra din that this bracha could be said not only on a father, but any Adam Kasher which a person feels bad about. You know, not just, you know, he's supposed to feel bad, but he actually does feel bad that an individual passed away. So the surviving individual who has that pain would make a bracha of a Dayan HaMes. He's accepting a Shem's judgment. Shem's judgment. The Mishat Hashem Emes Sotku Yachtov. Hashem's Mishpat is MS, and it is righteous together. What does it mean, righteous together? Every person who was impacted by this situation was taken into consideration and was found that the judgment which they're receiving, the pain that they're receiving, was deserved. They were deserving of that. It was so clear. When you bring it all together, everything still makes sense. So if somebody passes away, he has a negative impact on many, many people, that they feel sad the person is gone, but the Baruch, we're Macabre, the Dayan HaMes, the Baruch Hashem is a true judge, that he calculated this pain of these individuals as well, and they so the Baruch Hashem is a Dayan HaMes, he's a true judge, that he understood this pain that we're having and felt we were deserving of it. So that apply, lav dafka by a relative, any Adam Kosher. Shemikra then the bracha should be said with the full Shem Malchus. Minig is except for a parent or a relative of the person is required to have available for. Everybody, all other individuals which make the bracha make it without Shem Malchus. But the Beinu Nochem, the Shabur says really that's not correct. But on a individual which really it is extremely either he's mechuyev to or it's very appropriate that he should feel this pain. So Mishabura passes, he should say the bracha. The Yom HaMes, the Shmuz Rose, the person who the Tevrach of the Yom HaMes. Right? Shem HaMalchus. I can't say that I've seen it. Like even, you know, I remember when Mershah Zatzal was Nifter, and we had Hespedim, and you know, they had the announcement that he was Nifter in Yeshiva. Shri Reb Chaim announced that everybody should sit on the floor. And those who feel appropriate that they have a pain, they should tear kriya. The galador passed away, right? But we didn't say b'shem that they are mess b'shem malchus. People said baruch they are mess without shem malchus. So I'm not sure if that would Mr. Brewer. I don't think Mr. Brewer would agree with that. I think Mr. Brewer would hold you do say b'shem malchus. B'chal, that which we do with Dayan HaMes, it's a little bit strange. Because Mikra, then the correct time to say Dayan HaMes is when the person is informed of the Shmur Ra, which is much earlier than when we actually do it. We actually do it B'shas Levaya. It's not tied to Kriya. In other words, some people think that, you know, the Dayan HaMes is tied to Kriya. It's not really not tied to Kriya. It's even without a Kriya, a person has a chiv to say Dayan HaMes. It's a Shmur Ra. That's what he's saying. Even though a person doesn't have a chiv Kriya. What is interesting, though, a person's an Einan, so he's not chayv in brachas. So exactly how, in the case of a person, someone he has a chiv of Elis, so he has then his status of an Inus. So Mikra, then when he hears about it, he should make a bracha Dayan HaMes. Right now, once he hears about it, he's an Einan. But we paskin that he does say that the bracha of Dayan HaMes, he does say that is appropriate for the situation of aninus. He's actually is accepting and being matzik the fact that he's an aninus. That's exactly what he's saying. So the bracha, but the other brachas of Shechiyana were the Tevah Meitiv. Actually, that a person should not say during the aninus period. Gam kin Shechiyana. So the person should say Shechiyana as well. Hana mitchila Dayan HaMes, kanaba isvog. You said Dayan HaMes first. Achakat Shechiyana on the chasim shinistulah miyitay. So the order is Dayan HaMes and then Shechiyana. And the argument for that is because that Dayan HaMes is a chi of gomer, and Shechiyana is some level of a rishus. Now, va'af the yersahoy mizvata shalom yomus avi bila yershenu. So what's the Shechiyana? I'm so excited I got to this time. He's not so excited I got to this time. He wished his father was alive. So what's the Shechiyano? Kamakam Yachal Bar Shechiyano. Dein Bruch is a Tzuli B'Simcha, Ela B'Dabar Shemagia, Loi Tu Elas Mimenu, Ava Bisham Is Arav Ima Tzar Banachal. It's not predicated on the element of Simcha. Well, there's no Simcha over here at all. It's predicated that the person appreciates the fact that they're in a situation. So a person can appreciate the fact that the situation without feeling simcha necessarily and still feeling avelus. But they still appreciate that fact that's the situation they're placed in, and therefore they say a bracha of Shechiyana for them. If he has multiple brothers, so they're sharing it together, so then each brother would make a Tevah Meitiv because it's beneficial to him and to others. As opposed to Shechiyana. Welcome to Shechiyana. Instead of Shechiyana, you say a Tevah Meitiv. Instead of saying a Shechiyano, which is only relevant to him, since it's beneficial to others as well, that he does make a bracha of a Tevah Meitiv instead of Shechiyano, not both. Okay. This applies not only to a parent, it also applies to husband and wife, even though in some ways maybe that's even more difficult. But still, these two separate chiyuvim. Now, in the Mechaber says, if he has no brothers, he makes a Shechiyano. If he has brothers, then he makes a Tevah Meitiv, because it's beneficial to him and to others. He's sharing this bounty with many people. So Tev to him and Meitiv to others. What about the person is the only survivor, the only Yerush, but he has children, he has a wife. So this benefit that he's going to get of this Yerusha will accrue not only to him, but to his family. So we should argue that he's a Tevah Meitiv, not because he's sharing the bounty, the Yerusha with other people. It's his Yerusha, but he's sharing the benefit of it, the property that he's acquiring, he's sharing with the families also. So the Bir Lacha raises that question. The case has to be he was not married, he was single. He had no wife and no children. So then the only benefit he has to himself, unless he has brothers. Olav Hachi, if he has a wife or children, so then he'll say Tebe Meitiv, even though he has no brothers, he'll still say Tebe Meitiv. Yeah. Fine. Anything else over here? But the Moshe Dishu says, so we discussed a father, parent to a child, a husband to a wife. What about a parent? What about a child passes away, and the parent survives the tear of the child, and the parent is even yerush of the child? So in that situation, he brings up Rukmegas, says that there he doesn't have a kashachiyan, because that the child's predeceased parent is such a sad punishment type of situation. It's not kederach olam. So that is perceived to be a sign of divine displeasure. Therefore, you can't say shechiyano on that. That he got that yerusha. It's pronius gemura. And he brings the Dorach HaShulchan and says the same as well. But he brings the Pesach Tshuva says no, that the Shach says that he would make a Shechiyano on the Yerusha gets from the son. Okay. Sif Gimel. Bona Bayis Chadosh. Ikona Kelim Chadosh. Person built a new building, new home, or he acquired new items. He had something similar, so it doesn't have the same level of excitement. Person has a freezer, now he's going a second freezer. So person gets his first freezer, excitement, a new item, etc. He has a freezer ready, another freezer. Right? Now, even so, I cause kona b'chazer b'kona. Even if he had this item, he had to sell it for whatever reason, and he ended up buying back the exact same item. He had it before. But for now, it was gone, and now it came back. So it's like Kelim Chadashim. So therefore, he makes a Shechiyanu. Each time, in the case where he would be kind of sell it, be kind of again, each time he's kind of, he makes a Shechiyanu. Doesn't mean they're new to him, but something which he had which he had beforehand. And they're not new to him in any way, so then you don't make a bracha at that point in time. So I guess the case of the by the kelim I'm confused a little bit. The person bought it, sold it, bought it again. So he doesn't make a shechiyano because he had it before. It's not new to him. Something which is old, it's been used, but for him it's new. They make the bracha. So the definition of new and old is not defined by the item, but it's by the person's relationship with them. If it's new for him, that's called new. If it's not new for him, it's called old. So he said before the case of Kana because of a Kana, you make a Shechiyon each time you're getting it. So now we're saying if you had it before, you don't. Unless it means there's a difference between a case of where he actually had it and was using it and getting benefit from it, etc., and it's something which he's used to, etc., as opposed to something which he just got now, but then it ends up coming back and forth a few times, but he had never really got used to having, never the symptom of getting it never diminished because he never had a chance to actually use it. He just bought it and sold it. So in that case, you make a shechianu each time. Okay. Fine. If he builds a bias, it'll also be bias a house. So you make a bracha on buying the house. Okay, but davka shabono yukana la'atzmai, and the eshla shudas begavo, kolechem ha-shudim mevorach ha-teber meitiv. The bracha said in a shechiyano, if there's somebody else benefiting from the same building that they built together, they bought together, so the bracha is teref to him and meitiv to others. So this is relevant that when a tzibur builds a bais hakneses, the individual representing the tzibur should make a bracha a tzibur meitiv, and everybody will answer. It will be yotzei by listening and answering amen. Bayis Kadosh, new house. Who then in this of a chazav b'no? Let's say he had a house before, it was destroyed, and now he's rebuilding it. So that is a new bracha, and it's a new simchat. It was gone, it was destroyed, it's gone. Now he's building it from scratch. What about a misasur b'chazav b'no? Let's say the situation wasn't that it was destroyed, but he destroyed it. He actually chose to destroy it. So, and then he rebuilt it. He said, well, he's rebuilding it now. Shechiyano, yeah, but who destroyed it? You destroyed it. Yesh teis b'chayin and b'zeh, seik l'hokal. Yuhayseh b'y eiz eshura. B'gayi b'al kliyama yesh t'vork. So, he's not sure if you make a brach in that situation. But if he rebuilt it different a little bit, even just a little bit taller than it was beforehand. So there's something new, which is clearly a new element over here. He added one row of bricks on top, making it taller. The new building, the rebuilding was larger than the original building. So then you definitely can make a bracha. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll pick it up tomorrow.
Let's see
if the house got destroyed, you rebuilt it. Was your house, was the person's house before? Does he make a new shechiyano when he gets rebuilt?
We skimmed through the wedding photos this afternoon.